This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to break up the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, headquartered in Boulder. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
NCAR has been called the mothership of climate science. The White House promised to break it up last December, and it began by trying to give away one of the hub's supercomputing centers. A lawsuit challenging the decision claims those actions, they're part of a broader campaign of retribution against Colorado, related to former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. The recent decision found the argument at least plausible. It isn't a final ruling, but it allows NCAR to keep the supercomputer while the case proceeds. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver City Councilmember Sarah Parity announced on Monday that she'll resign from her role. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Debilitating health issues have forced Councilmember Sarah Parity to make a tough decision, to step down from a job she loves. She made the announcement during the City Council meeting Monday. She plans to resign August 5th in time for her replacement's election to make the November ballot. Parity will be remembered as a collaborative lawmaker and a frequent critic of Mayor Mike Johnston's use of surveillance cameras and big tech, his homeless encampment sweeps, and his handling of the budget crisis. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado has recorded its 23rd measles case this year and is on pace to surpass the number of cases last year. The state health department says a child younger than five with one dose of the MMR vaccine tested positive for measles in Delta County. The child has not traveled out of state, and the county health department has not yet identified how they were exposed to the virus. You can find more news online at cpr.org.